story.
We want it been.
Just go with it. Just you want me to just start numbering crap so that way we, you know, if we're yes. off, nobody will know and see who recognizes.
As long as it's an appropriate number, yes.
All right. Welcome to episode 183 of the Smugglers Galaxy podcast. Your favorite Star Wars podcast for smugglers in the galaxy. It's also your favorite podcast to listen to people bitch about Micro Galaxy Squadron and Hasbro and what else? Disney. And something else. Oh, repaints and repacks.
That's Hasbro.
Well, that's Hasbro. So I was trying to make a list. What?
And Micro Galaxy.
Well, Micro Galaxy at least does it smart. Unlike Hasbro, where like, look, we chromed it. Hey, Jason.
Yes.
Do you know that dogs can't run an MRI machine?
I did not know that.
But cats can.
I had a dad joke about water, but I decided not to tell it because it's kind of tasteless. There you go. So, another crazy week for me. I know you didn't ask, but I'll just tell you anyways.
Yes, please tell me.
It's just another crazy week.
Oh.
Well, I got my Google doorbell.
Ooh. Ding dong.
Yeah, and that was fun because then the ding dong, the doorbell wasn't the right amperage. Is that the right word? Amperage.
Probably.
I had to go do a lot of electrical work to get this thing to work, and
that was just use it as a rechargeable thing?
No, I like the wired stuff. I don't like the battery stuff because then, I mean, that's. If you have to take something down to recharge it, something security feature like that, then that's essentially an hour of or a couple of hours offline.
Yeah.
So
I get you. Yeah, I've got like three cameras on my front porch. So when I got to recharge my doorbell, at least I've got other cameras on the front porch.
Yeah.
But yeah, awesome. I had a really crappy week.
Oh, no.
Or had some crappy news.
Oh, no.
So we went to my septic tank. We finally decided to get it pumped.
Oh, yeah. I remember now.
And so we the guy gets here and he's starting to look at stuff and he finds one pump, one tank. And he's like, you really have two tanks. And the other tank's in this big old tree underneath this big tree that you have in your front yard. So I don't know if it's an oak or I don't know. It's this big, big, big tree in the front yard. And he's like, the other tank's underneath this tree and we can't get to it, so you need a new tank. So it went from a $400 or $500 job to a $4,000 or $5,000 job.
So you've got to excavate.
Yeah, and bring in a tank and all kinds of fun stuff. So sometime this week, there went my cow fund. Because we
Oh, you're gonna get a cow?
We were gonna buy more cow meat.
So there goes your spending money for Toylanta.
No. I still have a few hundred dollars, I hope, for Toylanta.
I got $300.54.
That is a very specific number.
I was just making a joke about like what you had because I was just being like, that's all you had left.
Oh, yeah. 55 cents. I'm not expecting to find anything at Toylanta. If anything, Toylanta, it's the small stuff that gets me more than anything at Toylanta.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you'll find something for $4 or $5 or $5, you know, under $20 things is what kill you. Because those are the people that won't take a credit card and they want cash. And, yeah. You know, it's hard to argue with somebody, you know, dude, I don't have $20 on me or $5.
Yeah. Yeah, we didn't talk about it, but when I was at that flea market, they had a gremlin in a car that was boxed, and the dude wanted, what, $250?
Yes.
And I guess that's tough to come by
It is.
in the box, but he only took cash. I'm like, what? We could pay, you could have a sale right now if you just took PayPal, guy.
Right. I was willing. I mean, you were willing to pick it up and I was willing to pay for it. I mean, it was a lot of money, but I mean, for it being in really good condition and still in the box, 200 is pretty reasonable. And I mean, because they go for about 100 you lose if they're in decent condition. So, and yeah, one of those things, it's crazy with those because we found one at one time and then that's like the, you know, you can never find them. And then that's been like the fourth one we've come across that has been in various degrees, but that's the first one at various degrees of condition, but that's the first one I've seen in a box.
Yeah, which is kind of disappointing,
Yeah, it is what it is.
but usually I go with like my money, and then there's something that I want, and I end up using PayPal to pay for the thing that I want because it's like more money than I have, and I don't want to split my cash and like, can I give you $100 here and then $300 of PayPal or whatever? So,
Right.
whatever the case may be.
And then you get a phone call from your wife going, Jason, what did you just buy?
Yeah, nothing.
I don't know what you're
I don't know what
talking
you're talking
about.
about. We better call the bank. Shut it down. I had nothing to do with it. I did get the wish. Oh, it's not gonna work.
There it is. Lean it in. There you go.
Now I'm leaning in, it's gone. I lean it out.
There you go.
It's the wish book by Wayne.
Yeah, I saw that at Second Chance the yesterday when I went. I was pretty
Pretty
impressed.
incredible.
Yeah.
Pretty incredible, and it's just really well done. Nice, crisp in images. The color pops. A lot of content in there. A lot of things like, I know when he started, he didn't have the Fortress of Fangs. Is that the one? No. He couldn't find a Fortress of Fangs playset, but then he learned in the middle that there was a variant. The Fangs went from brown to orange or orange to brown, and he didn't have that. He was trying to be
Right.
comprehensive, and then he just stumbles upon someone who had the variant.
Nice.
And so it was just really cool to see it all come together. And then he started getting like unproduced items that he didn't intend on having into this project. So it's available if you want to get a copy. Volume 2 is already up for pre-order.
Well, then I'll have to pre-order that.
Yeah, I have to do that too.
I was
There's a
unaware that it was in up. I guess I missed my pre my
It's not a
Because,
Kickstarter, it's just a pre-order.
oh, okay, cool. Yeah, because they were doing a early bird. So if you bought it like within like the first 100 people, you got a few dollars off. And I was able to do that. But no, I looked through it at Second Chance and I had to put it down because it's just so much more information than I thought it was going to be. I assumed that it was just going to be the pictures that he's doing, but then it's the like the group picture of something, and then there's a few pages going into the item the into the toys that he's talking about. So
Yep.
it's a lot of information. I'm really impressed and I can't wait to get my copy in my grubby little hand so I can read it.
E Team, that was the good stuff. And then
Dun dun.
they have the interview with Tim Effler for the Indiana Jones stuff, which was not part of the original plan. So it's really cool to see it all come in place, and I'm very happy for Wayne. I think it's a great book, and congratulations, hats off to Wayne.
Yeah, had the congratulations, Wayne. Yeah, like Jason's saying, it was definitely fun to watch it come together. Because I remember him showing me like, oh man, look at what I'm doing. And you know, he's like he started doing the book, and I'm like, dude, I will buy your book because you know, I can't buy all these this art, but I can buy a book, you know, and set it on a set it on my bookshelf, set it on my nightstand, not my nightstand, but my de you know, coffee table. And it takes up a lot less room than buying a bunch of prints. And he was, you know, just seeing it come from a prototype that, you know, was basically laser printed on a laser printer and pieced together basically in a binder to the finished product is pretty awesome.
Yeah. So I got that. And then this week, the
Hey, Jason, how
Has.
do we order that real quick before we get going too far? Is it
You can
retro?
go
What's.
to, I would go to Blue Milk. It's definitely there.
Oh, Blue Milk.
Bluemilk.shop. It's there, and that's where you can get this book. You can use the promo code Smugglers to get yourself 20% off. No, I'm joking. There's no promo code.
All
There's no promo code. We don't get
right.
any. cut of that. It's just us saying that we support our friend, and our friend made a great book. But Hasbro Pulse had some clearance items. They were trying to get rid of stuff in the Hasbro Pulse shop. Tony had pointed out, Tony Johnson pointed it out, that the Jabba the Hutt was on clearance, and I started looking at the TVC stuff. And the Tusken four pack was on clearance, and so were the Imperial Officers, and those were two items that I didn't get because I felt like they were overpriced. They were supposed to be cheap figures. That's why we don't get a cool box. That's why there's no packaging. It's just a white box with some art on it, but it doesn't say Kenner. It just says Hasbro on the front, and it's supposed to be an army builder. And so at first they were like $11 a figure back when it was like $14, $15 a figure, single packed. So when you get this pack, it was supposed to be, $11 a figure. You're saving yourself some money, you're building your army. But then prices started to creep up, and it got to the point where this was not worth the money anymore. I mean, they advertised the Tuskens being $50, and then it went on sale for like 55 or something like that. So it suddenly dropped to 41. I was like, okay, that's now we're talking. I mean, that's about 10.50 a figure. So I or 10.25, and I grabbed that, and then I got the Imperial Officers because that one was on clearance as well. So those are on their way. I did buy a couple other things for Rogue Fun, but I'm not ready to reveal what those are yet. But yeah, the only thing that came for me this week was the Wish book. I probably have more things to talk about next week.
Cool. Well, yeah, I picked up some. So, Marvel, is it Marvel that's doing the comics right now? The Star Wars comics?
Yes.
They're doing a Rebels, like a 10-year Rebels variant cover. So I've been running on trying to get those. I'm missing the Ahsoka one because I didn't know they'd come out. And the comic book shops around here are only getting like two or three, maybe, of the variants. So they're hard to come by. So I've picked up it seems I think the second week of the month they come out, and the last ones that came out were, oh shoot, Chopper and Ezra and Kanan and Zeb, and they did an Inquisitor and they did an Ahsoka, and I think they're going to do a Hera and a Sabine. I think they group them differently,
Yeah.
but anyway, I think they got two more to go. Two or three, two or four more to go. So I'm looking for those. And then I picked up my this came in after before last show, but I forgot about it. That Slave One prototype from Anthony came in. So it was pretty impressive to see it because it's in black and white. So it just has having a different perspective, having a different color scheme on it was really nice. And my wife actually saw the base and she's like, give me that. So I gave it, she was able to piece it back together and with super glue. So it looks fine. I mean, you could tell it's pieced back together, but I've got it, sitting back together in one piece, in my collection. So that's pretty cool. And then I picked up Poe's Orange X-Wing for Micro Galaxy Squadron. Picked one up for me, one up for you, which is a pretty cool. Like there again, man. I know we, they know I like I needed another X-Wing, but that's a cool color scheme on an X-Wing.
It is. It's on screen for 30 seconds and then it's blown up.
Really, that fa well, why is R2? Was R2 in it when
It's
it was
supposed to be
blown?
BB-8, isn't it?
No, it comes with R2. I thought it was supposed to be BB-8, but it came with R2.
Isn't the orange one that gets blown up right at the start of Rogue
Oh, no,
The
I thought that
Force
was the white.
Awakens?
I thought that was the white and blue one.
Oh, maybe it is. I can't keep them straight.
Right. I don't know. I don't ever remember seeing this one, but maybe it's in a comic book or something.
No, it's in The Force Awakens, but I can't remember if it's the white and blue one that gets blown up at the start, or if it's the white and orange one that gets up in the start blown up at the start, because the vice versa, the opposite one is the one he flies at the end of the movie.
Okay. Maybe we need to do some research.
You
But it
just
has
watch.
R2D2 in it, which I thought was kind of weird. And then I picked up the gold wing. I was at Target, and you actually been having some, and we've both been kind of having issues with, hey man, do you guys have this in the back? And people just kind of staring at us and, oh no, we don't have it. It says, well, you got a bunch of them. And I had that today. I talked to a guy and he was like, well, which ones are you looking for? And he says, we got a bunch in the back. And I said, well, I want to
Put them on the
find it.
shelf.
Right. And I was like, well, do you
You
have
can't
any
buy
with
them in the back. I'm sorry.
exactly. I was like,
Sorry.
well, if you have any with like the rare sticker, those are the ones I'm looking for. And then he brought out like 10 of them. And I'm thinking, why aren't, like you just said, why aren't these on the shelf? You can't buy them if they're not on the shelf. But he didn't have any. And they were all series four, no series five. And I've been battling back and forth about getting the Y-Wing. So I picked it up because I never had a Y-Wing, and it's a pretty cool looking, just an OG, standard era OG ship. So it's cool. But yeah,
Pretty cool.
pretty cool. It's pretty cool. I'm frustrated because it does feel like they're either not putting them on the shelves, or when they do put them on the shelves, scalpers are getting them, because you were actually saying you're thinking Hot Wheels people are starting to figure it out.
I saw anecdotally someone talk on Facebook how they saw Hot Wheel guys come in and they start looking in the shelves and they see that there's a Chase one. As they just walk down to the toys, they see the Chase one and they grab it because they can flip it online and make a profit and pay for their 90-cent cars, whatever they are now. I think it's like a $1.25.
Yeah, they're
But that just goes to show what the problem with the Chase is. Like, again, you're punishing me. Like, I'm the fan who wants these and will cherish it on, and you're rewarding those that get there first and buy it and flip it for much more money. And the only people that win are the scalpers. I lose. Jazzwares loses because they're not the ones making the money.
right.
They make the $12, but they're not making the $200 or what Sabine's what, 500 now?
She's going from anywhere. I've seen it. Yeah, 2 to 4, 2 to 5, depending on what's happening. I think since she started to show up in a lot more, that the price has come down, but it's still too expensive. I mean,
Great idea for the chase.
you're hold on, let me do it for you.
Oh.
Is it gonna do it? Nope, there it
No,
is.
there it is. So online with Zoom with Glenn's Mac, if he puts the thumbs up, there's a little bubble that pops up with the thumbs up emoji. So those that are listening online and trying to figure out what we're doing, that's what we're doing.
Right. So that's my frustration with that line, and that's why I don't think after this series it'll continue, but we'll see. And then they keep on saying that shoot, they're teasing the Ghost, and it's going to be about a $60 ship. And I'm like, I'll believe it when it's in my hands. When I
Yeah,
have it. Go
I'll
ahead.
have electronics. It's coming.
Right.
It'll be about $60. At least that's what it was about a year ago.
Yeah, so when it's in my hands, I will believe that it came out. And I'll buy it because it's a Ghost. And I feel about the same way about the Ghost that I do Chopper. If it's on it, if it's done, I gotta have it.
Have a Phantom too. A
Yeah.
Phantom as well. I can't tell you if it's Phantom 2 or Phantom 1.
They showed the Phantom 1 as a teaser, but they haven't, I don't think they've released if the Ghost will come with a Phantom 1 or Phantom 2. Just for simp if it comes with the Phantom for $60, that's a steal, I think.
And the other thing that happened, I've been buying bottles of alcohol, spirits, and stuff for Rogue Fun for the movie night. And I went to Total Wine and I was looking up and down the whiskey aisle because every month I've been buying, like, one month I bought a vodka, one month I bought a tequila, this month I was going to buy a whiskey or bourbon. And I saw that there was an Old Fourth distillery. It's a local place.
Nice.
And I was like, oh, I'll get a local bourbon and I'll have that. We'll have some hometown bourbon to show off or something. It said it was $54, which is okay. That's about average for a bourbon. So I went to go buy it and take it to the cash register and it rings up $160. I'm like, wait, what? Wait, what? And they're like, yeah, do you want it? I'm like, no, that's not the price on the shelf. And she's like, well, do you want it? I'm like, no, I don't
Not
want it at
far.
that price.
Great.
And I walked out because I was frustrated. But
And
there'll be libations for those that come at Rogue One.
right. And it's not like they would, I mean, that's too big of a price for them to say, $20, they might adjust it, but $100, They'll be like, homeboy just missed the one.
No, and I could have walked to the shelf and they must have put it in the wrong spot, but yeah.
This ain't Target.
This isn't Target. This isn't Walmart. This is a different place. I was a little frustrated, but
Did and then not so fun news. Did you see the voice of Salacious Crumb died?
yeah, Mark Dodson passed away this morning. Well, I don't know if he passed away this morning, but as of Sunday, when we record this, it was kind of breaking news. He did the
Yeah.
voice of Salacious Crumb. He did Teek from Battle of Endor. He did some of the Gremlins. So
Yeah.
it's really sad.
Yeah.
We'll have a moment of silence for our favorite monkey lizard. But yeah.
It's a bummer, man. It's a bummer that we're getting to that age where everybody that, all of our favorite actors are starting to pass and
Yeah.
musicians and all that. Favorite celebrities.
According to Deadline, The Mandalorian and Grogu will shoot for 92 days this summer in California. It's set for a June start date and should wrap in October. Perfect, I say. So they can film at Disneyland
So you get
and
check
we
one off
can,
the bingo card.
yeah, they will get a report that they film at Batuu in Galaxy's Edge.
Now, will you check it off if you get the report, or will you wait till you see it in the show?
I guess, how did I say it? It's a report from Galaxy's Edge. Pull the paper out, and then I gotta find it. But yeah, I easy for me to say. All I said was Mando filmed at Disneyland. So if someone sees bright lights at 2 a.m. coming from Disneyland, let us know because we're gonna mark it off.
Right.
There'll be 500 crew members, 54 cast members, and 3,500 background players. So this is going to be a massive movie.
Right.
And hopefully they minimize the volume because I'm getting a little volumed out. I've been watching Masters of the Air on Apple, which is like Band of Brothers, the Pacific. It's about the Air Force and them running bombs to and from England over to Germany and Belgium and wherever the missions take them. But there's definitely some times like at one point they land in Africa and you can tell that they're not in Africa, but it's not a green screen, it's the volume. And I'm like, nothing beats the real thing. Let's go film in a desert.
Yeah, that's sort of like when they have shot stuff that's supposed to, well, like Ozarks, it's supposed to be in the Ozarks, but it's Lake Lanier, so you see all the palm trees.
Yeah.
Not palm trees, the pine trees.
Yes. Yeah. We don't have many palm trees here in Georgia.
No.
Being so close to Florida, it's weird. It's probably more on the coastal side.
Yeah, well, probably because we didn't want to mess with palm trees here.
EA Games is laying off 670 people. It's about 5% of their workforce. But as a result of that, Activision was working on a first-person Mandalorian game, and they've canceled it. Not Activision, I'm sorry, Respawn. EA has canceled it, which means that in the decade, I think since they've taken over Star Wars games, they've only made five games, two Battlefronts and two Jedi Fallen Orders, Survivors, and then the Squadrons game. So great work, EA.
Right.
That's
Thanks.
sarcasm. That's
Getting our hopes
sarcasm.
up.
I thought that they did have an exclusive deal with Lucasfilm to be the only company to make games, which I thought was against the consumer because it used to be like we used to get two or three games a year from LucasArts. And ever since they signed that deal and Disney got rid of LucasArts, we've been in a dry spell. We don't get many Star Wars video games anymore. But no, other game companies have taken over some of that. It's not exclusive with EA anymore. Other companies can make Star Wars games. So hopefully we'll start to see some more and more stuff hit the shelves. The Dark Forces Remastered is out on the Switch, so I got to download that and play that again. Because everyone likes Dark Forces.
Yeah, that and what else, what else just came? Oh, they're getting ready to do redo Battlefront or re-release Battlefront.
Yeah, I'm all for that.
Yeah. Maybe I need to buy a PlayStation 5 soon.
Rumors have been swirling that Angela Bassett has met with Lucasfilm. I believe that's for the Rey movie, but details are scarce, so we don't have much to go on other than that rumor that she's been at Lucasfilm talking to them.
We'll see. When's Ray's going to be that one where they're releasing two movies back to back,
Yeah, that'll
basically?
be December 2026. So that's got to start filming soon too. Ahmed Best is doing some work right now for Star Wars. He's doing something on Instagram. He posted, "Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in." He was covered in dots for motion capture. And they did hashtag mocap, hashtag Star Wars, hashtag Jar Jar, hashtag Activision, hashtag Jedi Sith, and hashtag Kelleran Beck. So he's doing something Star Wars. I doubt it's Jar Jar or Kelleran.
Yeah. Misa's so excited.
He's doing something. I'm just glad to see him working in the Star Wars
Yeah.
again. And then the last piece of news that I had was that on the Lucasfilm recruiting Twitter profile, they put out a call. Lucasfilm Animation is hiring animators to support the animation director in the execution and delivery of animated shot production, which made me raise an eyebrow because the Bad Batch is pretty much done.
Right.
The last one will come out in May. So there's something in the works with Lucasfilm.
Hey, maybe no. I was gonna no. I don't
Maybe
know.
it's Sabine. Maybe it's a
Maybe it's
Sabine
Sabine.
show.
Maybe it's a Luke Skywalker shorts. Maybe I don't know. We'll see. I keep saying that a lot. I've noticed. I've been listening to the podcast, and I say I don't know. We'll see a lot.
We'll see.
We'll see.
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, nobody knows. We're just taking guess. But yeah, that's it. No, nothing for the bingo card this week. Nothing for collecting news or action figure news. It's been quiet, so
Yeah. Boring time to be Star Wars collector.
I am wearing my Rogue Fun lanyard right now.
I was gonna mention that, but I didn't know when you wanted to talk about
We need to talk about it. What else do we have to talk about?
it. Bad Batch.
Oh, let's get into that.
Well,
Let
talk
me
about your
finish
rogue.
this.
You're like a little kid. You're like, look at my new shoes.
Yeah, we are revealing the lanyard that our attendees will receive at Rogue Fun this Tuesday on the Rogue Fun page. So it is the Short Trooper. It says attendee, and then we made stickers. Wayne of the Toy Wish book had, I think he's getting rid of his printers. Printers that he's able to make little cutouts for the name pill so we could put individual names on the badge.
So we'll actually know who people are.
Yeah. And they're double-sided because I hate it when there's a name on a badge and on the backside it's blank. And so I was like, if there's one thing that I'm going to do right, it's going to be the lanyards.
That
So
way
no
you don't have
matter.
to have people yell at you, turn that thing around.
Yeah, or you can stall like, oh yeah, okay, yeah, sure. I really like that idea. And you're trying to come up with their name, sir, Mr.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to wait for the badge to flip. Oh, Steve. Yes, Steve.
Dude, man, guy. Hey.
My favorite Star Wars collector guy. Yeah.
Yeah,
But
because I
yeah.
suck at names and it's always like, hey, man, dude, guy.
Yeah.
Sure.
I was at one event one time where the badges were only one way or one sided. And of course, every time I went to go talk to someone, it was flipped. So it was the backside. So I had to physically like flip it around and try to keep remembering because I know what it's like to be in the place where I just can't remember that person's name for the life of me. So now, no matter which side it falls on,
We're ready to rock.
you'll see the name.
Awesome.
Yeah, and Bad Batch.
You taking it off?
Taking it all off.
You got to take your headphones off first.
No, I was gonna, it's fine. It'll be fine.
You'll just be a nerd.
Bad Batch.
Yeah, Bad Batch. No, I enjoyed it. I say that I enjoyed stuff too. I think they're finally getting it right. Not as far as like storytelling goes, hopefully they continue on this track with the storytelling because I'm really enjoying how fast paced it is. But they say that I say that at almost every show. It's like it feels real nice and fast paced, and a lot of stuff's happening, and then all of a sudden it slows down.
Yeah. There's a lot more happening in a shorter amount of time than I anticipated. I thought like this reunion would be 3 episodes from now. I didn't even think Omega would be out in episode 3. I thought we'd be 6 or 7 episodes in and there would just be a bunch of filler. And no, they've pushed the story forward faster than I thought they would. So I appreciate that. But this episode did still feel a little like filler.
A little bit. I mean, they had the reunion at the end. What I'm trying to remember what happened in the episode. I remember the reunion, and that's pretty much all I remember.
Yeah, they were stuck on that planet. They crash landed. The Imperials have taken over and they're trying to get off planet to
Oh,
get a
yeah.
signal out. And there's some trust issues between Omega and Crosshairs. Crosshairs wanted to do things his way, and Omega wanted to be more strategic about how they move forward.
Yeah, and Omega like stole, then it steal, but hustled them all that money off the Imperial officer from
Yeah.
the game they're playing.
Apparently the team behind the story invented that game and they found it to be pretty addictive. So they invented the game for the show to make sure the mechanics worked, and then they just figured out after playing it a couple times that, man, this is pretty addictive and this is a fun game. So I'm sure we'll it's not Sabacc, but I'm sure we'll get
Yeah.
something soon.
It'd be nice to have another Star Wars game. I've never really figured out Sabacc, because it felt like you would, because you play like 3 or 4 rounds, and then all of a sudden you can roll because you got to roll dice too, and depending on how you roll the dice is what happens. It also dictates the way the game's played. So you could have a really good hand, and then the dice roll the wrong way, and you lose your hand. So it just felt really weird playing Sabacc, and I've never really got into it that hard, even though I have a couple of different Sabacc decks. Because I have the one from like there, they came out with a couple of them. I have one from Galaxy's Edge, which is more of a grown-up deck, and then Hasbro or somebody came out with one that's like more geared towards kids.
Yeah. But I did like at the end how Omega did say to Crosshairs, okay, we're doing it your way.
Right. Oh
That
yeah,
was
that was
good.
great because she does. She's
That
getting
was a
ready
good
to give
moment.
up all the money and she's like, F it, let's go.
Yeah.
Because Crosshair kept going, I can take all these people out in 30 seconds.
She's like, no, we'll do it my way.
Right.
It's
She's
fine.
wanting to be more sneaky.
Yep.
And then finally, when she's had enough and it's finally double cross, double and tripled cross for the last time because they had gone to the spaceport to try to sneak their way onto a ship, and then they were told like it was 30,000 credits, and then that's when she goes and hustles the money from the Imperial, and then they, gosh, then what happened? Then their dog got stolen, so they had to go get the dog from the Imperial, and he wanted all their money back because he was one of those. It's like, oh, you don't have your shoes tied, that's a tax.
Yeah, it was a blackmail scheme.
Right. So
Not
he was the
blackmail, it was
extortion.
extortion scheme.
So he was just one of those people who was like, you're not doing it the right way. It's a fine. And he would just put the money in his pocket, basically. And then when Omega finally got tired of all the extortion, that's when she was like, just do it your way, Crosshair.
Yep.
And he ended up kicking ass.
And then they blasted out, and we had the reunion at the end, which was a nice reunion.
Yeah.
Hunter and Wrecker. Wrecker.
Rekka, you
Wrecker.
found us.
Ha ha, you found us.
And it's like it's all heartwarming and stuff, and you could feel the tears welting up in the eyes, and they're like, wait a minute, you had to have help. And that's when Crosshair pops out and you hear the ominous music and the tension, and then it fades to black. You're like,
I
dang,
made some mistakes, but I'm back.
I love you guys, let's go kick some Imperial butt. So, and
So.
you could tell they're getting ready to meet up with Rex and who's the other one?
Massage.
No, the one that is no, not is not Tech.
Wolf.
No, the one is it Tech? No,
Fives?
Tech's the one that died. Who's the one that was all hooked up to the?
Isn't that fives?
Five, is it fives? Okay.
Echo.
E Echo.
Isn't it Echo?
Yeah, so Echo and Rex have been running around, so we'll see them again. And then yeah, then we'll see what happens with all the bounty hunters, because they definitely did mention that they were going to use, they didn't call them bounty hunters, they called them agents or something.
Bounty agents.
You're right.
It's a prequel, so they're not hunters yet, they're agents.
I want to know what's going on with that one dude's hand, the guy from the cloning facility. He's got a gloved hand.
Oh, I
So I'm
haven't paid that
curious.
close attention.
Yeah, well, I think his left hand has a glove on it.
No, I think it was compelling that Crosshair's hand was shaking.
Right.
And so I'm like, is he deteriorating?
He could be.
You know, the clones have aged so much and they're supposed to age out, and or they age faster than normal. But was this just part of the side effect, is that he starts to lose it and he starts to deteriorate, or you know, what's going on? Or is it more psychological, like how did I betray my group, and he's have PTSD or something, like
Right.
Saving Private Ryan. That's what Tom Hanks would do at the in the movie. His hands would start shaking because of the PTSD.
Oh, I haven't seen Save It, Private Ryan. Guess I need to go watch it.
Shame on you, sir. Shame on you.
Yeah, I missed out on some movies sometimes. But then when it push comes to shove, when he has to get into it, it's gone.
Saving Private Ryan.
No, the crosshair, the shaking. When he has to kick butt, he's ready to go.
Yeah, but he did miss a couple times, which made me wonder if he's missing because of the shaking.
Oh.
Because I thought he was dead accurate.
Right.
Like Bullseye from Daredevil, he's like, he hits everything.
I thought he was too.
But there was a couple of moments where he didn't hit, and I just assumed it was because of whatever he's dealing with.
Maybe.
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, I'm curious what's going to happen with Asajj and everybody that they've been teasing. And I'm sure we're going to
Yeah.
have some surprises.
They did use Daniel Logan as part of the clone crew from the kids that Hunter and Wrecker found on that one planet. So they bringing him back for Boba Fett.
That would be fun. It'd be fun to see a Boba Fett. Maybe see one that, when he's still trying to figure the armor out.
Yeah, so I don't know. He would be, well, he'd still be pretty adolescent though at this point. He'd be in his tw if we're closer to A New Hope, which we're not, we're closer to Revenge of the Sith.
Right.
So it'd still be like 16, 18-ish.
Okay.
So
Yeah, and I'm trying.
I guess Daniel Logan would be the right voice actor for that then.
Yeah, and I was trying to think with where Clone Wars fits into this, but if Clone Wars, because he was in Clone, the young Boba Fett was in Clone Wars, and he was with
Yes.
Asajj.
Yes, but this takes place, Bad Batch takes place post Order 66, which is episode 3.
Okay, so this is after Clone Wars.
Yes.
Okay.
So, good stuff. I'm
Yeah.
looking forward to the next episode.
Yeah, the timeline. I hate how the timeline, you get confused, but that's what we're getting. I mean, it's a lot of jumping around.
It might be nice years from now to watch everything in order. Start with the Phantom Menace, the Attack of the Clones, all of the Clone Wars, watch Revenge of the Sith, and then cut into the Bad Batch and Solo and Rogue One, and then A New Hope, and oh, Andor is in there.
Right.
Watch Andor. I guess you start now with Acolyte,
Yeah,
and
you
then you
have
go into
to.
the Force of Menace, the Phantom Menace, sorry.
Force of Menace.
The Force of Mentis. It's a new show that's coming out on Disney Plus where the menace of the Force turns out to be the Emperor again.
That on your bingo card.
The Force of Menace coming soon on Disney Plus.
Dun-dun. Is there anything else? Is there anything?
No.
No, I did like how last week we decided that and we thought we were done and we talked for another 10 minutes.
Yeah, I don't know if I have any gas in the tank though. I'm trying to think of something else to talk about, but yeah, we're 2 months away from Rogue Fund, so I think a lot of the stuff that I'm doing now, like I finally got my swag ordered. I went to a company, I made my own artwork, so it's trading cards. I'll just say
Dude,
what it is.
you've made everybody's artwork.
But I made my own artwork for these trading cards. Well, Rich helped me out with one of them.
Okay.
We used AI. And then I Photoshopped something to make it a little bit more clearer, but still it's my artwork, it's my images, but this company wouldn't move forward because they said it's trademark. You don't have permission. I'm like, it's my work. I could say that it's a parody of Rogue One because it's Rogue Fun. Nothing on here said Star Wars. I didn't use the Death Star. There was no Luke Skywalker. But no, they trademarked me, so I had to go and Ryan suggested I contact Gary Weaver, so I did that because he makes trading cards for his droid sometimes. And Gary, Toy Weaver, had a contact, and even when I sent Gary the cards, he's like, "What did you have?" I sent him the card art, and he's like, "No, there's nothing here that should be trademarked." I'm like, "Exactly."
Now, I think you get people that are so nervous about Disney that they won't even
Yeah.
touch it.
Yeah.
They've heard, you hear horror stories of Disney suing the pants off of people, and people get scared and don't want to touch it.
I've heard stories about trying to change the names on contracts and it costs nearly $1 million. Yeah. It's crazy. It's crazy. So
Is that Disney related or other
that's Disney
stuff?
related. Yeah. Disney wanted to, no, not Disney. A company working with Disney wanted to change names on a contract and it was lots and lots of money, more money than it's worth
Wow.
to change the name. Disney wanted to be paid for the fee of changing contracts.
I guess when you're that rich, you can do whatever you want. It's like Coca-Cola.
I guess. So I got that done, and then I got to start working on cleaning my house and cleaning the room. I have to dust, which is the worst.
Yeah.
I lost some fishing wire that I used to hang things from the drop ceiling. And then I remembered, oh wait, I put that in the bin that I have a Clone Wars dust bin or a trash can that I got off of, I think it was Facebook Marketplace for like $20. And so I used that to put my dust cloth in. So when I dust it, it's like in the same spot and it's trash, so I'm not gonna put collectibles in it.
Right.
And then I remembered my fishing wire was in there, but now my dust stuff is not in there. So now I have to try to remember where my dust stuff is so I could dust the room. It's exciting, people. It's exciting podcasting here, people. Sorry.
Well, I'm just thinking I'm thinking the same thing where it's time to start organizing that crap. 'Cause
Yeah. I gotta organize. I gotta figure out what I'm gonna keep in the room, what I'm taking out, because I can't keep everything out.
Oh, okay.
Some of my vintage collection stuff is like piled up in a pile. It's
Oh, okay.
redundant, piled up in a pile. So I just need to take some of that out and clean it up. It doesn't need to be out for this.
Gotcha.
Same thing with the Black Series. I have a lot of those Black Series that have the card backs, the 40th anniversary stuff, and those are just like it's just too much. So I got to take some of those out and kind of hide them,
Gotcha. Put
just to
them in the
make it look
closet.
cleaner. Yeah, which is something I
Interesting.
said I didn't want to do because if I'm putting stuff in the closet, then why do I keep it at that point?
Right. I feel your pain, dude. I try to keep everything out, but I didn't think about putting anything up. I don't know if I could, if I'd have, if I'd want to put anything up or if I had anything that I could hide.
Well, you could put some of the Micro Galaxy stuff up because you just need a J hook to attach to the drop ceiling. Put some fishing wire up. That's what I did. And it just kind of makes it feel like they're swooshing, if that makes
Okay.
sense.
I've got them on that new stand I got for the ghost that they seem to hold okay. It seems to fit all right, but yeah, I guess I could do something like that. That would be the only thing I'd mess with was be that new stand, that new display case I got.
Yeah. My brother sent me a meme this week, and I haven't confirmed it, but I think it's true. At the end of Return of the Jedi, when Luke is on the Death Star and dragging Darth Vader towards the Imperial shuttle to escape, you hear blaster fire in the background.
I've heard that story. It's all the death, it's all the stormtroopers killing themselves, right?
Yeah, to either try to get to ships or they're just trying to end their misery, which is really, really bleak.
Yeah.
And
George
then,
Lucas was, when he does stuff like that, you're like, man, you're really sick.
yeah, it reminded me of when there was a comic book that came out. It's canon, but some dude was celebrating at Endor. He's like, I'm not sure what I'm eating, but it is delicious. And it's like he's eating Stormtrooper. He's a cannibal.
Oh. Well, I mean, seriously, think about it. Where did the Ewoks get that dress that they gave Leia?
Yeah. I mean, they would have eaten Han and Luke if C-3PO didn't step in and fly and become a god.
Right. Well, he did have Luke's help.
Yeah. So it's only a 50-minute show.
Yeah, we'll be fine.
Okay.
I think we'll be fine, Jason. I think people will forgive us.
The
Let's
announcements
leave them,
are.
let's leave them wanting more than wishing we'd shut up.
I don't think that's going to work the way you think it's going to work. I think they're like, okay, that's enough. We're turning this off. They don't have content.
Right.
But the announcements will be coming fast. We're 2 months away. I can't believe we're 2 months away from Rogue One. I remember when we started planning this about a year ago, when it was just a kernel of an idea. Hey, you know what we should do instead of a toy show? We should do a convention.
Awesome. You were like, man, this will be great.
This will be great. And a year later, it's like, okay, can we just do this and be over with it?
Right. You're re not regretting it, but you're like, crap, what did I get myself into?
Yeah. But the announcements will be coming fast and quick this week. Not this week, I'm sorry. In the next 2 months, we have an announcement every week leading up to Rogue Fun. So we look forward to sharing more information with everyone. So make sure that you're part of that Rogue Fun page if you want to stay up to date with the latest information.
Yes.
And thank you for listening to the Smuggler's Galaxy podcast. If you could, please leave a like and a 5-star review of the show anywhere you listen to podcasts. It really helps us out and points people to a show. You can follow us on social media. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Send us an email or message us. We'd love feedback. We'd love to make you part of the show. Our email address is smugglersgalaxy@gmail.com. Thank you to Alfonso Riviera for the Smugglers Galaxy logo. Thank you to Levi Waterhouse for the music. People, collect for the love of it. Hashtag vote with your wallet. Sabine will be on next week. Pass on what you've learned. Be a positive force in the collective community.
This is the way.